So many areas of Arizona lend themselves to our escapes to nature, from the deserts to the mountains, from south to north. And that's part of what makes the Valley such an ideal place for this weekend's performances of Mountain Days, a musical based on the life and writings of naturalist John Muir. Muir was a huge part of the U.S. National Park Service's origins and was a founder of the Sierra Club, and Mountain Days utilizes those key points to illustrate his life in song. Craig Baumler, composer of the piece, and his husband Rusty Farrakhan, who's directing this weekend's shows for ProMusica Arizona, are with me to talk about Mountain Days. So, Craig, first, how did you go about learning as much as you could about John Muir?
I read about 10 books of his letters, of John Muir's letters, and they were amazingly flowery. And then my lyricist and book writer, Mary Bracken Phillips, was able to take many of those letters and lyricize them. So he writes, for example, "Climb the mountains, get their glad tidings. Nature's peace will fill your soul." And then, well, that scans in three, actually. And so we, you know, our big hymn of the piece, which is when he first sees Yosemite, and then which closes out the musical, is "Climb the Mountains."
Mm. Rusty, what makes Muir an interesting character to play? Because we've all heard the name John Muir. We vaguely, at the very least, know how much he was involved in nature. But what kind of character is he to play?
Actually, I hadn't heard of John Muir, I'm embarrassed to admit.
I'm turning off your microphone right now.
Sure. but I was around when Craig was writing that, so I learned about him through that whole process. This is a character who you kind of have to create for the stage because we don't know what he was really like other than his letters and the historical documents we have. Fortunately, the book writer, who's brilliant, was able to really create this three-dimensional character who's filled with passion and self-doubt and humor and joy, and he's really fun to portray that way. I didn't want to get hung up on the historical background of him. I just wanted to approach him as a human being to make him a relatable, genuine character for the audience. So that's how I'm approaching it. But he's very fun because he's, like I was saying, he's passionate about nature and about the beauty and about how it makes him feel, and he's passionate about protecting it so everyone can enjoy it. Mm. And being someone who also appreciates nature and loves hiking and loves the outdoors, I can really appreciate the legacy that he's left for now, me and for future generations.
I wondered if the two of you had to sort of relate to that to some extent. Obviously not be quite as passionate as he was, because that was his life's work. But does that help move it along? Does that help inspire the two of you when you're doing the art?
Oh, absolutely. I moved from Houston, Texas, which, though a great city, is not known for its natural beauty. But being spending summers in Colorado for most of my youth with my grandparents at their cabin there, I knew that when I, you know, came onto my own, that I would be moving into a place of great beauty. I actually thought that would be Colorado, but it ended up being Arizona, and that is in some ways grander to me, this desert. And of course, John Muir was responsible for, with Teddy Roosevelt, for the formation of the first three national parks, with the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and Yellowstone. I think it was Yellowstone may have even been first, if not Yosemite, and then the Grand Canyon. So those three in particular.
Rusty, what's the dramatic arc of this production?
Actually, the whole piece is sort of a flashback of his life. It starts off at the end of his life, right before he dies, and he starts reflecting on his career, his growing up in Scotland and coming to America, and the fight he had to do to get America to save this natural beauty, along with Teddy Roosevelt. And I think that's the arc of it, is the impact that one person can have on something as substantial as saving the environment and nature.
Well, he was obviously a visionary, because we're still sort of fighting these battles today.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, if this piece may even be more relevant now than it ever has been.
Yeah.
We are having the fight of climate change, you know, mm-hmm. and climate change isn't just about, you know, the possible destruction of our coastal cities or changing climate patterns, but it could also be the destruction of our natural environment that was put away as our legacy for Americans to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And we know we fight that now even at the Grand Canyon with the uranium mines, or possibly with the putting of this funicula down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon on the Navajo Nation. This is a constant fight of how Yosemite is going to be logged and forested so that when they have these giant forest fires, everything isn't destroyed. Mm-hmm. And they still don't really have that one down. And so we fight this, but fortunately we have the Sierra Club, and we have John Muir's legacy, and those who know about him hopefully will get on board and become as passionate as we did when we learned about him.
Rusty, what's it like to be collaborating on this show with your husband and someone that was so involved in the creation of it? Are you allowed to direct in the way you want to, or do you have to consult?
Yeah. No. Craig is wonderful to work with.
You guys collaborate well on this?
Okay. We do. Okay. I didn't have to collaborate much with him. Since he's the composer, his job was done, and he's just sitting back letting us take over. Patty Grates, who's the artistic director of ProMusica, is handling the orchestra and the choir. This is a concert version of the musical, so I don't have the overwhelming task of a full-on production where there's sets and costumes and lights and sound. So basically, I'm just moving people around microphones. My job is a little easier in that sense.
Okay.
But I haven't had to collaborate with him, but I've certainly done that for years. We work very well together.
Right. Rusty has done many of my shows. He's done many of my workshops. He's directed them. He's starred in them. He's everything. I mean, it's great to have him, because I will get a top acting and singing experience from him. And since I write musicals, that's really a great privilege.
Craig Baumler is the composer of Mountain Days, and Rusty Farrakhan is the director and star. There will be three performances this weekend. The first is tonight at the Rogers Amphitheater at Murphy Park in Glendale.